The county has developed a new bridge and 1,200 feet of roadway to connect two busy streets. Wilderness Oak was previously split by a ditch, causing flooding problems and a longer route to US 281 and Tuscany Heights Elementary School from Canyon Gulf Road.
Counties don't really build roads, we maintain roads. And so it was difficult for us to figure out how can we help do something we know needs to be done.
County Commissioner Kevin Wolf says the county added the project to its 10-year, $500 million flood control plan. Without the bridge, NEISD spokeswoman Aubrey Chancer says students used to cross the ditch to get to school.
The closest point for many people to the schools actually couldn't be reached, and so they had to go around 5 to 7 miles out of the way in order to go to the schools that they attend.
The county had to use eminent domain to claim the piece of property.
It took a little while to get through that court process, but they were paid fair market value for their property and allowed us to now build this street.
Overall, the road and bridge construction cost about $2 million, paid for with the money from the county's flood control plan, NEISD, and several nearby developers. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.